Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the members of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us.
God's Land. Our scripture is from the book of Leviticus, chapter 25, verse 23. I am reading from the Contemporary English Version. No land may be permanently bought or sold. It all belongs to me. It isn't your land, and you only live there for a little while. In the Message, the verse ends by saying, "You are my tenants." This helped me clarify my thoughts. The earth is the Lord's. How many times have we heard this, said this, even memorized a similar verse? The trickier part is believing and acting accordingly. In the verse we share today, we are reminded that it all, the land, the earth, belongs to Him. We rarely acknowledge this truth. We can state that we paid for it, we tend it, and even insure it. Most neighborhoods have houses and lots with fences marking someone's territory, guarding boundaries with the subtle message, "That is mine, all mine." You read of turf wars where one neighbor dares to mow or landscape just over the line or maybe too close. Disagreements and angry actions become evident, and mine, mine, mine becomes the focus. The hateful actions seem much like a two-year-old child grasping and claiming a toy. How different it would be if we remembered that no land permanently belongs to us. We are only on this earth for a short while. You consider us God's guests on this planet. The earth has been entrusted to us. We are stewards of His land. He has a purpose for us and for how we use His land. We have a real responsibility to do everything in our power, using our best judgment to follow and obey the owner's will for His earth and our lives. Think about it. Where do you live right now? Whether a homeowner or one who rents, how many previous owners and tenants were there? Some of us may live on family property occupied by family members for generations. Others may be living in a temporary residence or even the first to live in a newly constructed home. Regardless, it is likely someone else owned the land, house, or residence before. Certainly, none of us will be the final residents on the land we now claim. Our job, our purpose, is to use the land as God would want, cultivating, protecting, nurturing, and sharing the resources entrusted to us. Realistically, though, it's not just about the land, it's also about God's children. We are only here for a brief time. On this journey, we must find our purpose and be good stewards of our lives, our relationships, and the world we share. Whatever we have belongs not to us, but belongs to God and came from God. He walks with us on this journey as we share His love for creation. We live on His earth. The land is not ours, but God's. Let us pray. Loving God, may we look upon Your creation, Your earth, with new eyes this day. May we see Your earth and hear Your call to tend the land, our lives, our thoughts, and our relationships with Your purpose in mind. May we be comforted and strengthened, knowing that You are always with us as we go through life. We thank You for the gifts You share. We humbly pray in Your name, Creator God. Amen. Today's devotional was written and read by Lisa Blackwood.
You've been listening to the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church in the beautiful foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains in Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I'm grateful that you've shared this time of devotion and prayer with us today. We hope you'll join us for the next episode, and we also welcome you to join us for worship this weekend, whether here in Maryville or by live stream, wherever you are. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.